All right, so we are ready for the channels. And I'd like to lead a little meditation, just a centering, a coming inward. So if you would please just gently close your eyes. And as you do, feel yourself drawing your attention inward, softly and slowly. Breathing now a little more deeply, in and out. And just noticing the peace that comes from turning off the visual stimulus and turning in with the breath. And we can use our breath to make a transition from thinking into being. And then again, from our being into our receiving. So as you breathe more deeply in and out, and as you soften your body and your consciousness to just be gently present, you begin to open up your own channels of reception. So here in this beautiful stream together, you can receive, integrate, and appreciate the messages that come to you in love and honoring from Adiranda and Kryon.
Ah, so it is good day to you once again. Oh, it's so nice to see our energy, our bright and radiant beings of light that you are. So you are full up to here with all of the knowledge of what's happened in the past, what's happened in the future, what's happened in the present, what's happened in the past, where we are and how we are getting there, eh? The tricky part is to know that we are right here. Right here, right now. And as we are right here, right now, trust us. You have your hands full just dealing with and taking care of all of that. We give honor to the beings that have volunteered for this time to bring to our awareness the energy of transformation, to bring to our awareness the acknowledgement in that transformation. We talked about the vessel Maryland, selected a card for each of you. And in that energy of that card, let us share. You know, this is Kryon's affirmations, huh? This is my purpose in life. My existence on this planet matters. So breathe into that. This is my purpose in life. My existence on this planet matters. You see, in that capacity, when you are looking at your purpose on this planet, when you are acknowledging where you are and what you are doing and how indeed you are doing it, you are looking into your mirror. And as you are looking into your mirror, you are seeing the flood come back to you of eons of lifetimes and the future. Some beings call that scrying or something like that, we do not know. But what you are doing is you are seeing, when you are looking into that mirror, the past and the future coming together in one point, right here, right now, because indeed your existence matters on this planet. Take a deep breath on that one. So how is it that you are fulfilling your part of the bargain? We hear someone out there saying, I don't think it's quite a bargain that I came to this planet. And yet it is. You negotiated that. You have learned from our dear friend Lee Carroll today that there is life beyond life, life beyond, and life within. So as you know that, what is it that you are getting sort of caught up in? What is it that you believe you did or did not negotiate? You know, you can still renegotiate. You see, in this energy and in this presence and in this connection and in this frequency, everything is possible. Everything. Everything is connected to your heart. So as you connect from your heart out into the universe, what is it that your heart is feeling? Is it feeling fear? Is it feeling desperation? Is it feeling panic? Is it feeling anxiety? Dearly beloveds, that is the very sense of feeling that I experienced when I was indeed on this planet with you. Many of you, if not all of you, were on this planet then when I walked this earth. Some of you still carry that guilt of not being able to stop what seemed to be a coaster, a roller coaster of energy. And now you are experiencing that same frequency, that everything is indeed flowing so quickly. And yet, dearly beloveds, you have done this before. So now you are experts at it. Remember, every time you are blaming something that is outside of yourself and saying that it is not in your control, it is the same as when I said about criticism, to take the plank out of your eye before you look at someone else's. You see, that anxiety, that fear, that panic, that pain, that heartfelt anguish is not a new emotion to you. My question to you, is it your go-to emotion? Do you return to it because it is familiar to you? Because it is not new to your field. Now, in this time when I have been reborn in your heart. It is time to make new decisions. It is time to embrace peace, love, laughter, joy, even in the midst of turmoil. So remember, as our friend Adaronda said, there is no paradigm, there is no foundation, only your feet. You see, in the past, you have always depended on that which you have seen and experienced. Now you do not have that. You, trailblazers, are carving a new line, a new pathway of frequency in this galaxy. And those beyond your earth, our earth, are watching and learning from you. And for that, I am grateful. For you see, that expands my mission. That expands my history. So it evolves into your future. And for that, I'm grateful. So, you understand and see that you are every bit as important as all other beings on this planet. That you have been asked for a task. That you have been asked to let go and integrate anything that no longer serves. That you have been asked in that capacity to focus on the vibrational frequency of love. And then you say, what does that mean, huh? That means that you are in that slipstream. That means that you are in that vibrational energy that has no foundation yet. And as it has no foundation yet, you are building the foundation, which is exciting, eh? For as you build that foundation, the newness of this planet comes into play. You are the teachers. You are the inspirers. You are Source. You are God. You are a part of God acting in the personality of whoever you are. So with that creative energy rolling and flowing through you, dearest beings of light, ask, what else is possible? What else is possible? What else is flowing into the ethers of this planet and beyond? You have seen today that there's mountains in the history deeper underneath the sand, underneath the earth, down into the core. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, then come to a live event or come to a stay-at-home event. For you see, that is the frequency of change. That is the frequency of moving forward, to take the history, to take your old foundation, and reform it into the bird that is flying through. Take that old rock that reminds you of the panic of the past. And break it down into dust. And as you break it down into dust, it forms a new foundation that you can stand upon for the new energy and the new frequency. So every time you see yourself, think yourself, feel yourself going into that panic, first turn off the news, and then say, ah, that panic is just a particle of dust, a particle of a rock, and I'm just going to break it up and walk on from it. That is the key. You are in charge of how you react to everything in your world. You may not be in charge of how other people react. That is not in your control, but you are in control of how you respond to the messengers of your world. And trust us, there are messengers coming in from every angle, every direction, every frequency, every dimension. And you are the ones, the next evolutionary step. You are the ones that have been charged with carrying humanity through to its next generation and next generation. That is why we are here, to help, to serve, to help you realize your innate, to help you realize who you are, how you are, what you are, and what is becoming of this world around you. Breathe that in. Take a deep breath, dearest. And again, take a deep breath. We love you. It is as simple as that. We love you. We see you in the ethers, all of you. And we are in love with you. We see your heart. We see your old programs looking to be integrated. We see your confusion and you're asking why. And we see the answers floating in through your wisdom source. And for that we are grateful. We love you deeply. We see you. We know you. And we bid you namaste. Namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. If you listen closely to the messages from all of us, all of the channelers of the day, of the time, of the hour, there are some common themes. And one of them is communication. The energy that you're in now almost demands it, that it's time to listen. And yet it is so difficult for many of you to know what that even means. I return to the discussion of the veil. That is the name that you have been given and that you have developed for yourselves. A wall, if you wish, that keeps you from us. And we've told you in the past that the wall is a wall of reality. It's not real. It's a real thing, if you wish, a real barrier, if you wish, to you. For you're in three dimensions, four actually. But you live in a dimensionality which is common and linear for you and you've experienced for eons. When you press outside of that, you get into that which is a multidimensionality, which for us is the real one. Part of the evolving human spirit is going to be a spirit which pushes past 3D. We've even told you that you're equipped for it, and that the idea was that if you went past 2012, which you did, that a multidimensionality, a part of your DNA, would begin to activate. And that would then create a multidimensional consciousness eventually within the human being. I want you to know, if you haven't suspected it, but this idea of the dimensionality that you are in, that's for you. Does it mean it's for others in this galaxy, or those that you came from, or the star mothers? And the answer is no. That there is multidimensional realities for so much life in this galaxy. And it comes with evolution. It comes with the evolution not only with inventions, but of consciousness, of thinking. You push into things that are no longer 3D. And when you do, that's where you find us. But in that, the wall, the way it exists right now, the barrier is in communication. The classes that are taught by the Vessel Maryland, by the Helper Joy, by the teachers that would come and go and even listen to this channeling, the classes are almost all how-to classes. And those how-to classes are how to understand what is being said, how to get in touch with your innate, how to listen, how to channel, how to push through the veil and start understanding what's there. I preface this, all of this, for a tiny little lesson today that you need to hear. And that tiny little lesson is only one of many questions that you continue to ask. If you are of spiritual mind, if you are one that is trying to push through that veil, if you are one who says, I hear it all, I understand it all, I believe it, I really want to be more in touch with the things that are esoteric, including my higher self, which seems to be in that place of a higher dimensionality. I want to. However, my issue is I can't tell if I'm doing it right or not. I can't tell if I'm doing anything right or not. This is what is commonly heard from those old souls that are on the cusp of understanding, who want to go further, who want more, who are starting to understand and believe this is real. What if humanity was on its knees right now, ready to reemerge? How do I know if I'm doing it right? How do I know if I'm coming out of this right? What do I do? You don't understand a basic premise of you and us. You just don't. And I'm going to give it to you again. Your three-dimensionality keeps you trapped in a box. And the box is so complete that when you send your prayers to the ceiling, you don't know where they go. They bounce back. Perhaps they're heard, perhaps they're not. You talk to spirit. Perhaps it's heard, perhaps it's not. You don't know. You're not getting the feedback that you would like, perhaps. Dear ones, it's always there. It's just, how are you hearing it? Or how are you not hearing it? I want to show you something. I want to paint a little picture, one you don't expect. I tell a story. And the story is of an infant little baby. And this infant little baby, in this story, has some some toys to play with. They're little blocks. But the baby is frustrated in its learning because what it's trying to do is put the little blocks in the little holes in another tool, another toy that's supplied. So the child is trying to then insert the blocks into the holes, and there's various sizes and shapes. And it's for the child then to learn the sizes and the shapes that are there. But in this story, aha, there's a veil. The child has the block, but the toy with the holes are on the other side of the veil. So what the child does is reach through that veil and try to fit them into the various holes until they snap. But the child is linear, like you. And in this story, the child has a block, reaches and finds a hole. The child is not aware that there are many holes. That does not occur to the child because it's a linear existence, one block, one hole. And so the child then tries to force this square block into the round hole. Now let's watch the child do it for a moment. You're the mother, and you're seeing all of this. You know about the veil, you know the tools, you know the toy, you see the block, you see the hole. You're the mother. You love this child. You love this infant. You want them to learn. You want them to succeed. So over and over, the child is forcing the block into the wrong hole shape. And the child never goes any further. It doesn't reach around for other holes. And what do you do as the mother? You go, oh, isn't that cute? The child has the wrong hole. The child has the wrong shape. And then tomorrow comes, and the child does it again. And what do you do as the mother? Oh, isn't that cute? The child has the wrong hole and has the wrong shape. And then a year goes by. And another year goes by. And the child still has the wrong shape and the wrong hole. And pretty soon the child just gives up. This is not happening. It never will. I'm frustrated beyond belief. And what do you do as the mother? You go, oh, isn't that cute? She gave up. And the answer is, the mother never does that. Mother, you can hardly contain yourself when the child is struggling. You go, wait a minute, dear, let me show you something. There's other holes here. Look here. Just put your hand over here. You'll feel another one. And isn't that great? And the child then says, oh, that's wonderful. Now, the child may go revert back to it, and you'll help the child again. But you can't help yourself. You're so in love with this child that every single time a mistake is made or the wrong hole is selected, you're there. And over a period of time, the child either learns what you have to say or does not, and that is the child's free choice. That's the way it works for you, for a mother in love with a child. You want me to go further, or do you get it already? How do I know if I'm doing it right, Spirit? I can't feel anything. I'm constantly forcing this block into the wrong shape. How do I know when it fits? And you've made up your mind that we're over there behind the wall and you're here. You don't understand. We are with you 24/7. We're with you when you're sleeping. We love you no matter what, all the time. And what I'm going to tell you is it's not a hands-off. We want to show you. We want to give you the right solution. We want to give you the feedback. We only have one way. Allowance. Will you let us help push and pull your reality around so that that hand and that shape goes to the right hole and in it goes and things start to marry and the puzzles come together and they fit? How do you do that, crying? I will give you the solution. Every single day, every single morning, every single night, you communicate, dear Spirit, this is the direction I'm going. If it's not correct, push back. I give you permission to push it away if it is not correct. I give you permission for me to find the right place, the right time. I give you permission to correct me if I don't have it correct. And I will go and feel so comfortable about this. I will not be anxious, and I will follow the path that's the most intuitive. But boy, if it's wrong, I give you permission to move it aside and let me start again. That's how it's done. Every single one of you, I want to tell you, you're watched with love, with compassion, with benevolence, to help push and pull you into the right direction. But all you have to do is say, let it be. I accept the idea of the right place, the right time. And even if I want something so bad and I think I'm headed for it, if it falls apart, I'm going to say, thank you, God. Thank you, Spirit, because you pushed me away from it. I shouldn't have been there. Thank you for showing me the right shape for the right block. That's how it's done. The planet is at its a juncture. It's on its knees with a reality that it's never seen. Sound familiar? So as you reemerge, all of you, my suggestion is you ask those questions, right or wrong, yes or no. Show and tell, I give permission as we reemerge with some decisions I might make right now that I probably needed to make a long time ago. I know who's listening. I know who's listening. We love you. We're with you. You can break through that barrier with the permission of free choice. Dear Spirit, tell me what it is. I need to know. This is the message for the day. It'll be the message for tomorrow in some way. It always is. That we are in love with humanity. And we're not about to let you simply make the wrong choices. But if it's your free choice too, you will. But dear ones, you wouldn't be watching this program if you didn't want to know what I just gave you. Think benevolence when you get up. Think those things that you are worried and anxious about will start to move and straighten out. Write the menu that you want served to you in your life and imagine those things being delivered to you. And that is how you create a reality that is the right shape in the right hole. I'll be back. And so it is.